Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is divisional round. Playoff week. Oop, I got to bump this down. I had a meeting earlier. I had to turn the mic up. Sorry about that. It's divisional round playoff 49ers rush time. It's where we are, and I could not be more excited. Hey, we've got a wonderful show planned for you guys today. This is episode 1,595. We're so close to 1,600. I'm going to have to give something away. And the title of today's episode, 49ers versus Seahawks. What's different? What is different? They just played 2 weeks ago. What has changed? 49ers lost by double digits. What has changed? We're going to dive into that. We're going to talk to Fred Warner. We're going to talk to Kyle Shanahan. We've got some quotes from Robert Saleh and Kubiak. Lots of good stuff on the show today. And I have to say thank you to our executive producers making all this happen. Dorian Campbell, Corey Robbins, 49ers 365, David Gill. You guys are the best. And shout out to the countdown crew. If you guys don't know what that is, all the hashtag CCs. JP Hellehard was in first. Can't wait to see you this weekend, brother, in Seattle. Can't wait. Steven, thank you guys. Rick Torres, that's right, man. Hit that like button. It does help us out. Free way to support the show. Big Red in the house. What's up, guys? Glad that you guys are here. And right off the bat, what do you think about what Fred said? I am always cautiously optimistic, right? That's just kind of my demeanor. It's the way I like to look at life, whatever. Like optimistic, yeah, cautiously. But like I like to be practical. There's not a lot of situations, and I was in Tampa. It was in the corner, like down right where the injury happened, foot facing the wrong way. You don't usually get guys back from that same season. You usually don't. But the quote today from Fred Warner, and shout out to Nick Wagner for putting this, I think he's with ESPN, said, quote, "We're taking it day by day." This is Fred Warner talking. "We're taking it day by day. I think they said last week they were not going to open my window, and then my window was open." So, yeah, we're just taking it day by day, end quote. How do you count the predator out? How do you count somebody that is just sheer power, will, determination? The Baba Yaga, like he's just different, built different, I think is what the kids say, right? Or what the kids used to say. I don't think the kids say that anymore. I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm not betting against him. And if it's, dude, I am telling you right now, if Fred Warner is on that field, man, oh man. And like, I'm going to say this, like my expectation is still, I don't think he plays this week, but let's play it both out. One, Fred Warner plays, holy shit, watch out. 5'4 is out there. Are you kidding me? 5 foot, like you're talking Hall of Fame status, stamped by just stepping on the field, sleeping in a freaking chamber. Unbelievable what that's going to do. If Fred ain't out there, everybody wearing the red and gold, we win one more, Fred gets to play. We win one more, Fred gets to play. So either you get the boost of 54, the best player on the field for either team going to be out there. And yeah, I did say for either team. And I truly do believe that he's that great. Or two, you get, we win this for Fred, right? So like the positive plus whatever, it's there. It is present. Right here, Rick Torres says turnovers will determine the game. What's weird in the playoffs, they have not. Turnovers have not determined the game. 49ers lost turnover battle, still won. The Texans lost a turnover battle by 4, still won. Like, it's weird. Teams are out there, and like playoffs, it just sometimes playoffs have narratives, sometimes they don't. You know, there's exceptions. Turnovers are a massive factor to who wins and who loses football games all the time. This playoffs, they have not been. Doesn't mean they won't be. And yeah, I want the 49ers to be plus in the turnover ratio. Sam Darnold responsible for the most turnovers at the quarterback position this year. Got 20 of them with the fumbles and all that stuff. We can't hit a quarterback to save our life. That makes it harder. You know, last game against Seattle, again, what's different? Sam Darnold fumbles the snap, hits Yetur Gross-Matos in the face, palm of both hands. We don't get it. Is that going to happen again? If that ball hits any other player in the face, do we recover it? Is that going to happen again? Christian McCaffrey, ball hits him with the palm of both hands, doesn't catch it. How often does that happen? Is that going to happen again? You switch those two things, it's a different game. At worst, 13-10. At worst, 13-10. Probably 13-13. I love this. David, hashtag CC, feeling great on a beautiful day. Dude, when the 49ers are in the playoffs, how do you not feel great? Everything is right there. And you're playing with the bank's money. Everybody's hurt, including their grandparents. Like, it's just everybody's injured, but it don't matter. You find a way, and you just keep going. You just keep going. You just keep going. Niners won a game. Seattle slacking at home. 49ers play better on the road. I'm going to be really, really honest with you. Brock Purdy's never lost in Seattle. I'm just telling you. Yeah, right here. Bethune and Winters is what changed. Niners should be better in the run game. That is huge. You had three new defensive starters. What is different this time as opposed to 2 weeks ago? Three new defensive starters, all upgrades. All upgrades. Eric Kendricks, I mean, come on, the pass breakup to end the game, to walk off the field. Garrett Wallow, all over the place. All over the place. All over the place. Now you got Marquise Siegel. He didn't have one bad play. Marquise Siegel did not have one bad play. When was the last time we said that about a 49ers safety? When was the last time? He's making deep play pass breakups on A.J. Brown on a post route where Demo got burnt. He's down at the line of scrimmage, making open field tackles for Saquon Barkley, open field tackles versus Devontae Smith, open field tackles versus Dallas Goedert. Like, when was the last time? So Marquise Siegel better than Jair Brown? Not close. Not close. Eric Kendricks better than Tato Bethune? Not close. Maybe not in the run game, but everywhere else, good Lord. Garrett Wallow better than D. Winters. That's probably the closest of those. But, man, there's no way you can give any of those guys their job backs. You can't do that now. Don't do that. Don't be stupid. And I don't think the 49ers are stupid, and somebody could say, well, why weren't those guys starting beforehand? That's a legitimate question. That is a legitimate question. And Robert Saleh talked today to the media. And whenever he brought up Marquise Siegel, here's some quotes that he said. I don't play any quotes from any other channel ever. YouTube threatened to ban my channel and whatever else. So that's why I don't do that anymore. Just because YouTube's just freaking spicy as hell lately. So I don't play any clips. I don't play any plays. I don't do any of that stuff. Anyway. And if you have it, whatever, followed us on other media, we are still under, we have another, I think, a month where they could ban our channel for one thing that's wrong. So, anyway, if you haven't followed us on other spots, 49ers Rush, wherever you watch, listen, there's a chance our channel could still get shut down without any prior warning. YouTube's frustrating. But anyway, so I copied the quotes, transcribed Robert Saleh today in the press conference. When asked about Marquise Siegel, said, quote, came in and didn't skip a beat, end quote. Went on to say first game went pretty good, implying there's going to be more. And then the quote on why Marquise Siegel hasn't been starting, quote, after the Rams game, felt like he needed to take a step back and observe a little bit more, end quote. Well, that's why he stepped out. Now he's back in. The 49ers go and add a safety to the practice squad, Derek Forrest, which implies probably going to have safety Jair Brown out a while. It seems like Marquise Siegel is going to be out there. Really, really does. And so what's different? You have three better defensive starters. You held them to 13 points last time. And if I could take holding them to 13 points again, awesome. Yeah, you do that in a heartbeat. You do that in a heartbeat. But even Robert Saleh said, quote, gotta have to play harder to keep up the 13 points again, end quote, because they had the missed field goals. They had Sam Darnold missing wide open wide receivers in the end zone. Just not good. Just not good. Is he going to be that bad again? That's a legitimate question. Sam's dad, thanks for the super chat, my friend. He says, I bet a buck Fred plays. Double or nothing, all in, buddy. I'm with you. I want him to play. I'm not betting against it, but I guess for this one I am, just because I love you. But I want Fred to play. Everybody wants Fred to play. Seattle don't want Fred to play. Seattle does it. All of us do. Oh, man. Michael, I want this game like a fat kid wants cake. There we go, man. I love that. Fred got that predator blood with the plus 10 healing factor. Dude's missed one game his entire career before this injury. And then to come back this quick, wow, changes everything, man. Yeah, the time for tempering expectations, I'm all in. That's out the window. You're part of the final four, NFC, Elite Eight, you know, whatever. You beat Philly on the road. Expectations, what realistic, whatever. No, throw that shit out. We ain't messing with that no more. This is all in. What needs to be done? You go all out. You don't care anymore. It is haymaker season. It is haymaker season. What do you need? Yeah, you need more than I got? I'm going to give it anyway. Whatever that is. It's Fred Rushing. Alligator blood. Hanging around. What's up, Ben? Appreciate you, man. He says, what's up, JC? Love the surprise show. My day is even better now. I try to do one late show a week because I know the early 10 a.m. window is not for everybody. We have a lot of listeners abroad. Shout out Joel. Shout out. I could stay here for like 20 minutes to talk about amazing followers and supporters that, you know, it doesn't work for them. So I try to always do one show a week, and that is today. I fly out to Seattle tomorrow. And so super, super pumped about that one. And I really, really hope, man, if anybody's going to Seattle, you know anybody going to Seattle, let them know. We're going. We're going to be there. We're holding a party on Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Press Box. It's going to be incredible. Kids always free. You're talking trivia, games, giveaways, jerseys, autographed jerseys, get to know people, you name it. We're doing it. And then we got our tailgate starts 12:30, day of the game. Right across the street from the stadium at the Press Box, premium alcohol, premium food, indoors, staying warm, watching the early game together, then walking to the stadium together. It's going to be absolutely memorable. Absolutely memorable. I am so pumped about what is up this weekend. If you've never been to one of our events, this is what they're like. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs, and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I love it. Look at this silent. Well said. I mean, I've got way more notes on what's different about this time, but one of the ones I didn't get to talk about, Trent didn't play 2 weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Trent Williams, Hall of Famer. You mean to tell me you could have more Hall of Famers than you did last time? Rah! Guaranteed to get one. Guaranteed to get one. Ricky Pearsall might even play. What? Dude, what? Two different teams. You mean to tell me the offense could have Trent Williams and Ricky Pearsall? You didn't have them last time. Changes everything. And the defense is going to have Marquise Siegel. It's going to have Eric Kendricks. It's going to have Garrett Wallow. Might even have Fred Warner. It ain't the same. We ain't the same. Got to let the word out on the streets. Price of the brick going up. It's going up. Thank you, Silent, for the super chat. Siegel, Pearsall, Trent, Green. Missed week 18. Come on. Dude, I'm telling you, nobody wants the 49ers to be the team they have to play in the playoffs. I told you guys that. I've been saying that. Nobody wants to play us. Everybody would rather play the Bears, the Seahawks, the Rams, maybe not. Rams are pretty high on that list, but man, Carolina almost freaking. They went toe-to-toe with them. You play toe-to-toe. Oh. Yeah, right here, Edgar. The difference is vibe too much each day. No way. Never too much vibe. Always just enough. Could always use a little bit more. It goes to 11. One more than 10. That's where we want. That's where we want it. So, yeah, I don't know. Let me ask this. Let's do this. How many of you think that Fred Warner is going to play this week? Yes or no? Yes, Fred plays. No, Fred doesn't play. Is Fred Warner going to play this week, in your opinion? Right here, Fred Warner is played. Oh, what's up? Pink Spade. Tailgate is fun with John. Thank you. I appreciate that. That is very kind to say. You come tailgate with us, man. Please make sure you say hi. And if you don't, you see me at the stadium, you see me wherever, please say hi. That is my opportunity to say thank you. Fred is playing. Oh, man, I love it. Love it. Wallow play week 18? He played a little bit, but not much. And he looked good. He played the second half, and he looked good. Wallow did play the second half there in week 18. Yeah. Oh, right here. Let's see here. No, no, Fred. Yes. No, yes, no, no, not on the turf. Hell yes, he's playing. Jax is only room for positivity. Benji and Dad say yes, no, no, hell yes, no. Oh, man, no. Joel says no. Next week, nah, no, yes. Big Heart, Fred is in. 51% said he's going to be there. Hey, John, you going to be doing your Rush road trip tailgate? Yeah, 100%. If you missed it earlier, sorry, I'm going to put the details up there one more time. Yes, 100%. We are going to be there. I fly out tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be there Friday from 3 to 8 at the press box. And then our tailgate starts at 12:30. Go get your tickets now. And we have our tickets. They're up cheap right now. They're the cheapest they are. We cut price down just a little bit because playoffs are expensive. We've had a good year at the 49ers Rush, and so just try to extend that, but that's not going to last long because I still got to pay the bills and for the trip and all that stuff. So if you are going to buy tickets, go buy them now. The price will be going up tomorrow, so that's the last day that's going to be there. Jordan, my man, what's up, brother? Yeah, we got some memories, you and me, freaking getting dumped on in Chicago. Rush road trips are the best. Do it if you can. I agree, man. So thank you. I know I'm biased. 54% says he plays. I like that. The 54 number. Boom. I love it. Return of the Jedi, Fred Warner. Golly, man. Fred playing, but we want the Seahawks to have to waste prep time on him not being in. I love that. And waste prep time on if he does play. That's where it is. I freaking love it. I love it. So let's see here. We got a couple more super chats. Cam's dad, appreciate you. We ain't the same since week 5. Oh, I love it. Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. And you've had all the injuries, but man, constantly answering the call. What is needed? You get that. Can you do it again? Why not? Ben, NY Niners, the man. Appreciate the super chat, my friend. Shanahan will have answers this time we didn't have or use 2 weeks ago. F the Seahawks, Fred and Kendricks together. Are you kidding me? That's what we want. That was the plan all along. They wanted Kendricks to be the will next to Fred when Dre Greenlaw was hurt last year. He got the pay grade, the pay bump to go be the Mike and captain for the Cowboys. He left. Can't fault him too much for that. But yeah, get him out there. And, like, I had some people ask me, like, you mean to tell – because me and Wayne, when we were talking on Tuesday – today's Wednesday, I think? Yeah, yesterday. Good, it's been a busy week. But he was talking about how – or I got to ask questions, like, you mean to tell me that, you know, Kyle Shanahan called a bad game because he was saving plays 2 weeks later? Absolutely not. No. But Kyle Shanahan calls plays to set up other plays. Like, he's the best in the NFL at it. The problem was because – you converted no third downs. You go 2 of 11 on third and fourth downs. You only had 12 rushing plays. You never got to the second elevation of the plays you set up. You didn't get to them. So you kind of set things up, but you didn't get that in because time of possession was dominated. You never got any conversions. You didn't get a lot of that going on. So, no, I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan held back plays. I'm saying he set up plays that he never got to get to. That's different now. I mean, you mean to tell me you think the 49ers are going to have 12 rush attempts again? That ain't happening. You think they're going to go 2 for 11 on third and fourth downs again? That ain't happening. It's going to be a different game. Does that mean the Seahawks can't win? Dude, they're 7.5-point favorites at home. Yes, the Seahawks can win this game. Yes, they can. Does that mean that they will? I don't think that it does. And, you know, I got to see what's going to happen with, you know, the bets. Shoot, last week we went perfect 100% on every one of our bets. We're up, dude, I've got an extra zero in my betting bank account, which I'm super happy about. But I'm not posting bets probably Saturday morning. Probably Saturday morning because I want to know. I want to know who's getting bumped up from the practice squad. Who's, like, I want to know as much as I can. Is Ricky Pearsall going to play? That's going to be a huge question mark. Is Fred Warner going to play? That's a huge question mark. Is Luke Gifford going to play on special teams? That's a huge question mark. Is D Winters going to play? That's a negative, right? Like, I want to know it all. So I'm going to wait. Can the 49ers win this game? You bet your ass they can. Yes, 1,000% yes. Are they slated to win? They are not. You're playing against probably the most complete team in the NFL this year. Offense, defense, special teams, and coaching, they don't have flaws. The biggest flaw, that quarterback. That quarterback. Dexter right here. Sam Darnold will choke and throw three picks. I hope so. I think you beat him even if he doesn't. I hope so. You stop that run. Oh, man. You ain't got 27 out there on 3rd and 17 no more. He ain't there. He ain't there. Yeah, right here. DeLu. John, what's up, my guy? There is no way we only score 3 points. Not happening. Not happening. Not happening. How many times? Ooh, I want this is a good this is a good question. How many times have the 49ers scored 3 points this year? None. Or just that one game, right? Okay, what about last year? 3 points, none. What about the previous year? 3 points, none. In fact, never single-digit points in 2023. 2022, none. I mean, this is it's happened one time. All double-digit points in 2021. We're going back to 2020, all double-digit points there. 2019 had a 9-point. I mean, shoot, has it happened in the Shanahan scheme? Nope, 9 points, 9 points, 2018, 2017. There we go. The first game, Kyle Shanahan's first game as a 49ers coach against the Carolina Panthers scored 3 points. That was it. Every single time, 2017, all the way to today, it's happened once. It's happened once. No way that shit's happening again. I'd bet my mortgage, which I don't want to do because that's scary, but I'm not that guy. Never bet what you can't afford to lose, and I can't afford to lose. Hey, we're renting where I'm at now, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they're going to score more than 3 points. I am with you. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Howdy already had the answer right in front of me. Last time was Kyle's first game. And let's talk a little bit about Kyle. Can we do that? Because shout out to my man, Brian W. He's a stud. He's helped us with research. Good friend. Good dude. Foster parent. I mean, just off the charts. One of the best dudes out there. He sent me an email, and I didn't believe this. I went and did some research, and he was right. Kyle Shanahan now has 9 playoff wins. I believe that. I knew that. He has 9 playoff wins since he's joined in 9 seasons. Before Kyle Shanahan, 22 seasons combined since the last Super Bowl, 94 season. So you go from 1995 all the way up to the year before Kyle Shanahan, 2016. You combine all those seasons, 22 seasons straight. You know how many playoff wins? 9 playoff wins in 22 years. Kyle Shanahan has 9 playoff wins in 9 seasons. And during those 22 years, Seifert was coached for 2 seasons. He's the all-time winningest coach for the 49ers, playoffs, regular season, you name it. He's got it all. Mariucci, 6 seasons. Nolan, 3.5 seasons. Singletary, 2 seasons. Harbaugh, 4 seasons. That's including Harbaugh. 1.5 seasons of whatever Tom Sula was, and one Chip Kelly year. 22 seasons, you had 9 playoff wins. Kyle Shanahan's done it in 9 seasons. And counting, by the way. And counting, by the way. Kyle Shanahan's the 3rd best coach in 49ers history, bar none. Might not be the 3rd best coach when it's all said and done. Everything is there. Everything is there. And yeah, every time Kyle's made the playoffs, he's won at least 2. Every single time. Every single time Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have made the playoffs, they've won at least 2 games. Every time. And Kyle's freaking badass, man. Really 9 wins in 7 seasons because you missed the playoffs his first 2. Yeah, you could definitely do that. Kev, I'm with you completely. But yeah, I mean, I want to count the bad years too. And those rebuild years were weird. And just to put into perspective, like very first game he ever coached as a head coach, he scored 3 points against the Panthers. And the Panthers were badass that year, weren't they? Let's see. Yeah, that was the year they went 11-5. And they lost the wild card round, but they were 11-5. That was like Cam Newton, you know, Christian McCaffrey was there. They were awesome. They were off the charts awesome. And they shut us down. There's Luke Kuechly, all that kind of stuff, right? Things have changed. I do not expect. I don't think any of us expect. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks expect to only score 3 points again. I don't. I really, really don't. But yeah, people still saying he should be fired. Yeah, people are idiots. there's always stupid people, right? What's George Carlin say? Think about the person of average intelligence that you can think of. Like, picture that person in your head right now. Think of the name. Who's like the person that is just the most average intelligence that you know of? Okay. Half the people you know are dumber than that. See what I'm saying? That, like, there is a low tier of intelligence, sadly, to have takes in today's world. Doesn't mean they're bad things or that they're bad people. They're just not smart, and that's okay. You can have a great life and be not smart, but getting your football takes from those, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a mean thing to say, but, you know, I stole it from the great George Carlin. It's what it is. It's so there's always going to be people. Those people subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. And I hope that, you know, maybe we grow together, because I'm probably at that average line, a little below the average line, but I'm not at the bottom, I don't believe. It's what it is. Yeah, CMC Revenge Game. I like that. Himstover, that is a pretty cool name. CMC sucked. It was CMC's worst game of the year, and not just because of the dropped interception. He had a couple bad vision plays running early, like missed gaps. CMC has the best vision of any running back in NFL history. Like, I'll fight on that. Like, when does CMC do that? And then plus the interception, like, had missed pass pro, like, not great. CMC was bad. You think CMC is going to have another bad game? Do you think that's who that person is? Do you know how Christian McCaffrey is wired? Do you know what goes through that dude's brain? You're not playing the same team. It's not even close to the same. It's not the same. And yeah, right here, JP says, see, Chick is feeling, he lives in Seattle. He knows. Good, they should be. They're the one seed. They've got a great team. I hope that they come in as like level 10. I really, really do. I hope they do, man. Ooh. Ooh. Let's go, man. Let's go. Oh, man. I love it. We have so many hateful people of the faithful. I hate a lot of things, too, but it's other teams. Like, I hate the Seahawks, right? I hate the Eagles. I hate the Rams. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Chiefs. I got a lot of hate. Not for us, but, like, I do hate the whole Kyle Shanahan's blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. Like, are we past that yet? Are we past that yet? Silent, thanks for the super chat. Iman Wari on the Hawks makes me sick. Cam on Royce, he's a damn good player that fits that prototype. You look at what Mike McDonald did with the Ravens. He went and got that hybrid safety, Kyle Hamilton. Perfect fit. Well, Nick Iman Wari is Kyle Hamilton, but a better athlete. It's a perfect fit in his scheme. Like, he got the perfect fit for his scheme, and it worked out. You know, we were doing the live draft party, me and Ant from 40 Hours Cutback were live on air, which we will have a show tomorrow. I fly to the airport after the show. But we'll have our regular Coach Cutback, 40 Hours Cutback, Coach Approach show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. But yeah, when they picked Iman Wari, we're just like, damn it. Don't like that. Don't like that. He fell to him, and he's been a home run. They're a good drafting team. Really, really are. Joel, he says, what's the weather forecast? It's awesome. It's going to be like 50 degrees, partly cloudy, no precipitation. Wind's not going to be too bad. And, you know, it gets so dark up there with kickoff being at 5 o'clock, whatever. The sun sets at like 5. So it's going to be dark. It's not technically a true night game, but it's a night game. It's going to be night game. It's going to be dark. It's going to be cold. I'm going to be there wearing my Navarro Bowman jersey, representing the faithful. I hope you guys are going out too. Oh, yeah, haters ball. Hate, 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 hate. I love it. I love it. Gabriel, how many penalties is Juwan Jennings going to draw? He seems to be ready to throw down. I hope so. Again, I don't think Juwan Jennings had a good game last week. The tape was not good. Now, I know he threw that perfect touchdown pass, and I know he had that one long catch. Dude, he had lots of, you know, ball right off of his hands on contested catches, missed a lot of blocks, didn't line up right a few times. Like, I don't think that Juwan Jennings had a great game. I understand that touchdown pass was a game changer. But, yeah, I want Juwan to go out there. And they kind of bullied him. Let's be very honest. Week 18, they bullied Juwan Jennings. They are a very physical defensive back group. Nobody's more physical than Juwan Jennings. And I want Juwan to set the – I want him to set the tone. I really do. Offensively, I want him to set the tone. The Niners need good Juwan. You really, really do. You got to have him. You got to have him. Michael, he says, Pooney and Burford better be eating their Wheaties. Dude, Burford's been playing pretty damn good. Pooney's been awesome for 3 months straight. He had a bad first month overcoming that injury. I ain't worried about Dominic Pooney. Burford, the consistency factor is always going to be an issue, but whatever he's on, he's on. Like, that dude can move some defensive linemen. He really can. Like, he's pancake block type dude, but the consistency, that's the issue. That's where I want to see. He gets some third and one, fourth and one, Purdy sneaks. Got to win with his feet. Got to win with his feet. Got to. Now, again, I talked about how we're going to be posting our bets, and man, we're up big time. We'll post that on the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon page. Links in the description of this video. We'll keep posting our bets, and you know, all of the video breakdowns from the past week are up. Every offensive, defensive, special teams, snap, coaching tape, all 22 is up, where I walk you through every single play. And man, the tape was good this week. Really, really was. But if you're going to bet, bet with us at MyBookie. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to mybookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs, make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. All right, let's go. Let's go. What's up, Pink? Appreciate you in the super chat. That is awesome. Silent. Iman Wari on the Hawks makes me sick. Yeah, we talked about that one, but then you came back. Somebody asked this question right here. Silent again. How would you counter someone like Iman Wari? Shifty player, not going to out-muscle or outrun him. Change the direction. Change the direction and run in the alley. I remember his tape. Dude didn't run the alley well. So open field tackle, he gives two-way goes a lot of time. Them having him close to the line of scrimmage, you take that away. Dude, whip routes, that's his weakness. And you saw Kyle Juszczyk run three, you know, inside whips, Q routes, whatever you want to call them, in the second half of that Eagles game, and it worked. Like, he created space against Cooper DeJean, who's a great change of direction guy. Nicky Monwari, not so much. So I want, you know, double moves, inside out, whip routes, you know, all that kind of different stuff. That's what I want to do. Change of direction. That's what I want. Mixed in with some Brian Robinson going right at his freaking face. I do think that you can out-muscle him. I do, because he's tall and he plays high. Run through his freaking face. That's what you do. That's just the way it goes. The recovery. 716, thanks for the super chat. John, you're telling me there's a chance. What was all that one in a million talk? Hello, do you feel like our defense was actually better, or is the Eagles' offense just terrible? The tape was 100 times better. It was more sound. You didn't have players overrunning. Your safeties are not scared of contact. And like, when you had one or two mistakes, which there was mistakes. Garrett Wallow makes mistakes. Malik Mustafa makes mistakes. Diamador Lenore makes so many mistakes. The players were there to make up for it. And so whenever you're cutting down on mistakes, which D. Winters and Jair Brown, the biggest culprits all season on mistakes and not sound football technique, you replace those, good things happen. Like, I'm serious whenever I say this. Not that, like, Marquise Siegel was amazing. He didn't have a bad play. There was not one time he missed his responsibility. Not one. Not like it was, like, perfect all-pro football or anything like that. But he did what he was supposed to do every single play. Consistency. Consistency. That is so huge. And yeah, the Eagles offense is terrible, but you look at the Seahawks, they're more sound. They have a better scheme. But come on, man. Like, they're not perfect. They're not perfect. And you can take advantage of them. Sin, appreciate you so much. Thanks for the super chat. Those fire Shanahan people never have an answer on who should replace them. Yes, the Bowman jersey is, I'm wearing it. It's the old black throwback. It's my favorite jersey I own. I know it's like outdated. I don't give a damn. And I'm going to have a jacket on, but I'm wearing that damn jersey. I let y'all talk me out of it the last Seattle game. And I got sick. I literally got sick because of the votes that told me to wear the Fred Warner jersey. I'm wearing Bowman. I don't care. Even if Fred Warner plays, I'm wearing Bowman. I'm going to wear my Fred Warner jersey the day before at our little rally event on Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. But I'm wearing the Bowman jersey. I don't care. Like, I might sleep in it. I might sleep in it. I might wake up, shower in it, and get dressed and wear it. Dude, that thing, it's staying on. It's staying on, period. Like, like, this is justice for 53. That's what this is. Oh, you're going to make me mad. I don't want to get mad. Look at this, Anthony. Appreciate you, man. Got my two-year-old watching live in Australia. Dude, how cool is that? One, you got the kiddo there. Appreciate that. And two, from Australia. Man, Anthony, you are freaking MVP. She's a fan for life. Plus, she also hates birds. Dude, that is awesome. Incredible. Incredible. Nathaniel, John, do you think if Winters does play, does Kendricks help him stay disciplined? Yeah, I think so. Obviously, having the better communicator over Tatum Bethune, who did a good job, but like Tatum Bethune just doesn't have the experience. Eric Kendricks, there was one play. It was in the fourth quarter. It was the last drive of the game for the Eagles, and they just run mesh, which is two shallow crossers and an over-the-ball route, right? I hate that I can't show this play on there, but YouTube's what it is. Anyway, so what happens in the zone, you get both Garrett Wallow and Eric Kendricks do their 5-7 yard drop, and you pay attention. You open up to your hook to curl zone. Garrett Wallow recognizes it, and he sees this guy cross his face, but he doesn't recognize the crosser coming across, and he's late, and Garrett Wallow gets beat on the shallow crosser for like 11 yards to Devontae Smith, right? But what's funny is the counterpart, Eric Kendricks, who's on the other side of the ball, drop into the hook to curl zone, sees the crosser, and immediately he knows he's played a lot. He knows, get your eyes across. If he's crossing, see it coming. And Eric Kendrick calls out, crosser, 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 crosser. Garrett Wallow's late, but it's just like, holy cow. The fact that Eric Kendricks could spot the play, a count and a half, you know, into the play, recognize it, call it out, try to get his buddy in the right spot, and still wasn't enough. Garrett Wallow still got beat. It's what it is. But, like, dude, Kendricks, dude, you get Fred Warner and Eric Kendricks out there at the same time. You're talking two of the players, some of the highest IQ football you'll ever see lined up together. Like, they that much. Eric Kendricks played so much football. So, yeah, Kendricks will help. But I do not want D. Winters back. He does not. Even if D. Winters is healthy, I do not want him starting. I want Garrett Wallow. I want Garrett Wallow staying out there, period. D. Winters does not deserve his job back. I don't think it's best for D. Winters. I don't think it's best for the 49ers. I want Garrett Wallow out there. I want Garrett Wallow out there, period. Period, period. Don't care. Nathaniel, thanks for the super chat. You think if Winters plays, Kendricks can help him stay in position? Can't hurt him. I don't want Winters out there. I want Garrett Wallow. I want Garrett Wallow out there. He's played better. Then D. Winters has not been good this year consistently at all. At all. He has dirty eyes. His feet are way too slow. Missed tackles are god-awful. And in coverage, he can never get to where he needs to be. Never get to where he needs to be. He's great at making plays off the, you know, edges and, you know, amazing speed, all those things. IQ ain't there. Awareness ain't there. Wallow has him beat in both those. And he plays more aggressive. And he tackles better. And he covers better. I do not want that switch being made. That will piss me off. That will piss me off. Cam's dad, thank you so much. You got to wear the Bowman jersey the following week for Levi South. Very good feelings. Dude, it's my favorite jersey. And we've got pretty good record whenever I wear it. So, yeah, you got to talk me out of wearing that. I'd wear that jersey for every game the rest of my life and be the happiest guy. He's my second favorite player ever. He's my second favorite player ever. Yeah, dude, I like this tree, man. Seahawk is a glorified parakeet. Seahawk's not even real. There's not even a Seahawk. Oh, man. John, will they activate Kaiser White from the practice squad? They might. And so if D Winters can't go, you might elevate him. Last week, you elevated Jalen Graham. Kaiser White, like, Jalen Graham's probably a better special teamer. Kaiser White's probably the better linebacker. What do you want? If 5'7 can't go, like, maybe that's what you do there. Maybe that's what you do there. So we'll have to see. And they're going to have to get, you know, does Ricky Pearsall play? That means you don't have to elevate a wide receiver, right? You know, the safety. Do you elevate a safety? Because now Jair Brown's not going. You only get to elevate two, so you got to be kind of creative there. You've got the backer room. You get, so, like, you're kind of okay there. So it depends on who plays. It, whenever you get those elevations, that's going to let you know who's playing and who's not. They elevate a safety, Jair Brown's not going, which I don't think Jair Brown's playing. They elevate a linebacker, D Winters ain't going. Luke Gifford, probably one of those two guys not going. They elevate a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall probably not playing, right? So do they elevate a tight end now? Well, they promoted Braden Willis to the active roster, so you don't have to elevate a tight end now. You got your numbers there. You got your three tight ends. So pay attention, because what they elevate is going to tell you who's not playing. My guess is a linebacker. Do you go for special teams, Jalen Graham, or do you go for Kaiser White? Did he pick up enough to be a backup Will? And again, if you do promote Kaiser White, Fred Warner probably not playing. So it's going to tell you something. If they promote a linebacker, Fred Warner probably not playing. So if they do a linebacker and a safety, that's kind of my guess right now, is a linebacker and a safety being promoted. We'll see how it goes. Just based on numbers. Linebacker and safety is probably my guess. Notorious GAV, my man. Chappers, do you think Kyle should have some plays where Brock rolls out of the pocket, dialed up for this game? So, Seattle, the way that they play, and going to get a little scheme heavy here, they do a lot of too high shell, which forces the 49ers to check into the run, okay? And this is going to be a very long about answer to you. Great question. Clay Kubiak talked about today, you know, about how Seattle defends the run game despite staying in that too high safety shell. And that's what all defenses want to do. And, you know, Clay talked about how they couldn't get them out of it because you only had 12 rush attempts because time of possession didn't convert on third down. And so Clay talked about how you got to stay on the field so that you can call more runs to get them out of that too high shell. Then they can't commit the extra. Then they will be forced to commit the extra guy in the box. What they do is that backside end, because they usually do like a five-man type front, okay? Like a 3-4, but it's usually a five-man front, odd front. They park their backside defensive end on flow away. So let's say the 49ers are running offensive left, you know, outside zone, whether it's a toss or a stretch or whatever, doesn't matter. What happens is that backside defensive end crashes on the quarterback, which means the cutback should be there. So Christian McCaffrey to the offensive left should be able to hit the cutback. That's where the big plays come on the outside zone. The problem is the guards and the tackles are getting beat backside because of Leonard Williams, because of Byron Murphy, like Jaden, like all their guys are just freaking mauling up front. So that backside outside zone cutback's not there because the penetration that's happening at the defensive tackle position. So they're kind of getting best of both worlds. They're keeping the two high safeties and they're starting the run with the cutback because of that. So if you call a boot, right? So this is the Brock rollout and play action boot and all that stuff. You're betting that that backside defensive end crashes hard to stop the cutback run. They don't have to do that because they're stopping it with the backside defensive tackle. That means if you boot, Brock Purdy's going to have somebody in his face as soon as he turns around. So how do you stop that? You got to hit the cutback run. You got to hit the outside zone cutback run once or twice and force them. It's just a simple call. Like we called it fall. We called it crash. You call it whatever else. You call it sit. You call it stay. That means you go after the quarterback. Crash, fall, you go after the dive, right? So it's just a simple call that you add on. 31 over, you know, left cover three, crash. Like whatever. So that backside end, you're telling them, okay, you got to crash to stop the cutback. Or, shoot, you're going all the way down at the quarterback. You got to establish the run and hit a couple cutback runs on that outside zone or outside toss. You do that, then they've got to bring their ends. Then those can happen. Now you could do some sprint out stuff with Brock right off the bat if you're, you know, bringing a motion across and helping getting some blocking there. There's ways to do it. I want Brock moving. Long story short, I want Brock moving. You can't call those naked boots until you get a cutback run. You can't. Because Seattle sits those dudes, those edge players, and you're gonna get Brock Purdy killed with no protection. And now you don't even have Kittle to be the outlet receiver guy. You got to get creative. You never were able to force them out of that situation the past game. You just never got to it. So can you get there? Oh man, I just missed a comment that I love right here. Notorious, I need to invest in a Rathman jersey. Dude, yes, you wear a Rathman jersey, everybody you see at the game is going to be like, dude, that's a nice jersey. That's a nice jersey. Tom Rathman, beast. Ben, is there even a small chance Cowan plays? Nope, none. Still not practicing with the offense, practicing with the defense. Not a good look when the wide receiver's practicing with the defense. He's a scout team guy. Don't think it's going to change. John, what's the plan to stop their run scheme? Dude, you got to get Demo to stay outside. The players' difference, that's huge. Commit one to the box, don't care. Like, I think we can stop the run. I think you can stop the run. Missed tackles, Jair Brown's not playing. D Winter's not playing. That's half your tackles gone. Marquis Siegel ain't missing a tackle, dude. That dude might be the best tackler on the team. It was unbelievable what that dude did in half a play. I think you just stick with, you don't have to change things. You really, really don't. Now, I know both their running backs had over 70 yards last time. Demo can't shoot inside. Kept doing it against Philly again. Got to stay outside, dude. Do your damn job. Do your job, Captain. Come on. Do your job. Anyway, let's see here. Got a couple super chats. ARS 1290. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. What do you think we do versus their defensive tackles? It seemed bad 2 weeks ago. Thank you, John. You rock. You rock as well, man. Appreciate you. You got to get them tired. They were fresh the whole time. You got to convert third downs. You convert third downs, they sub out the big men. That's what you got to have long, sustained drives. You had one of those, and it resulted in an interception at the 5-yard line. Ball went off Christian McCaffrey's hands. You've got to make their defensive tackles not have all the energy in the world and be able to pin their ears back. Get the third and manageable. Is it going to be a run or a pass? That's huge. Run to the perimeter. Wear them out. You got to wear them out. And so, yeah, the 49ers go with the smallest offensive front from the interior perspective in the NFL. It's not even close. They've got more muscle. They've got more size. They've got it. That's by design. The way that you neutralize that is you create wide gaps in the outside zone with the cutbacks. You got to run, and you got to see the holes, got to hit the holes. Got to make a one tackle miss, make them pay. 49ers can do that. They've done it to other teams. They did it to Seattle week one. Got to sustain drives. Sustain drives. Then they get tired in the second half. Sustain drives. Third down's key. The recovery. Thank you so much. I like that the Seahawks are talking smack. I do too. Please be overconfident. I love that. That's when we catch them. Niners got nothing to lose here. The pressure's all on them. Sam Darnold has no playoff wins. You want to talk playoff wins? You want to talk playoff wins? Brock Purdy has more. This is crazy. Shout out to Scott Kackmar, I think is how you pronounce that. Pro Football Writers Association. Matt Stafford and Brock Purdy are tied with 4 playoff comeback game-winning drives. Playoff game-winning drives. 4. 4. One of them against the Cowboys. You had 2 of them last year or 2 years, the 2023 playoff run against the Packers, against the Lions, and then 1 against Philly, right? 4 game-winning playoff drives. Matt Stafford has 4. He's been playing for an extra decade plus. Only 5 quarterbacks in NFL history have more than those two. Eli Manning, 5. Joe Montana, 5. John Elway, 6. Mahomes, 7. Tom Brady, 14. Sam Darnold hasn't won a playoff game. He's played once, and he got blown out. Played 1 playoff game. You've got one quarterback that is tied with Matt Stafford on game-winning playoff drives. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And, like, again, Brock Purdy has never lost in Seattle. Ever. He's 4-0. He's won in Seattle every year. Well, guess what? It's 2026. It's a new year. You got to re-up those. Those are rookie numbers. Those are rookie numbers. Plus, you add to the fact that, man, Brock Purdy has already got 5 playoff wins under his belt. He's 5-2. Dude, come on, man. Let's go. Like, let's just be honest. Plus, the 49ers are better on the road anyway. They're 8-2 combined record this year after the win in Philadelphia. Like, dude, come on. There is no reason why they should be confident. Like, I get it. You're the one seed. I get it. You just beat us 2 weeks ago. But, like, you need to know who you are. Like, you don't have any pelts on the wall. This is a new coaching staff, new everything. You haven't done anything yet. Oh, Cam's dad, appreciate you, man. Sounds nuts, but I think Cowan should be a defensive back. Yeah, that's an off-season topic. We can talk about that. Cowan's just a ways away. He's got to practice. He's only had like 3 practices this year. Yeah, right here, Logan. Speaking of Tom Brady, he'll be covering our game this time too. I'm not the biggest Tom Brady commentary guy. He loves Brock Purdy, which is cool, but I'll be at the game, so I ain't got to listen to him, so I ain't even mad. Somebody talk about jinxed. I don't believe in jinxes or curses. It's so funny how people think I'm so powerful. I say something online, and be like, way to go, Chapman. You just jinxed us. like anybody gives a damn what I think in the cosmic whatever. I have no power. You have no power here. Little Lord of Rings right there. Anybody? Kyle Juszczyk is going to continue to be a big deal. Like, I want to find a way to get Kyle Juszczyk schemed up against Nick Imanwori. That's what I want. And shoot, man, you saw it 3 times last week. Hopefully Kyle goes back to that. Yeah, put the Seahawks in their place, man. Like, yeah, let's go. After this game, Seattle will be the one and Darnold. I love it. Go get it, man. Stay safe in Seattle. Be loud. Yeah, 100%. My trick usually is buying drinks for people and being very, very kind, complimenting them. Like, I love it whenever I see other fan bases gear. Seahawks got some cool, you know, those blue, the old throwback stuff. I love seeing those. But I hate Seahawks fans. But I'm nice. I'm in their turf. I'm nice. I'm kind. I root for my team. But I'm nice. Oh, Flackers, the man. Look at this. Awesome atmosphere in UK watch party on Sunday. I guess the game is Sunday there, the time difference. Looking forward to the divisional game and meeting up with 49ers faithful UK again. Flagger, I just want to say thank you for all you do, man. You are a legend. It was an absolute honor getting to meet and hang out with you. I consider you a friend now. But, yeah, what the 49ers faithful UK does, second to none, man. You guys, freaking awesome. Yeah, great people. Big Red, those teal jerseys make you want to vomit. Their throwbacks are cool, though. I like their throwbacks. But, yeah, those are, ooh. Yeah, Flacker's the GOAT, notorious in the house. That's what's up. And we saw this, Trill. He says, come on, Coach Shanahan, use Juice more in the passing game. Kyle Juszczyk had the most receptions all year last week, and they were almost all in the second half. When Kittle went out, Juice kind of took that role. Now you got time for Tonjes to get some practices, all those different things. Oh, man, hell yeah. Like, let's get it, man. I expect Juice. I might throw a couple bets in, really, on Juice over on receiving yards and receptions. I'd say probably 2.5 receptions for a 30-yard over-under. I'm probably going to be betting that if that gets posted. Aaron M., my man from Istanbul. The 49ers rush road trip thing is on my bucket list. Legit one day. Man, dude. Can't wait, dude. Can't wait. You are the freaking man. You are the freaking man, and I appreciate all that you do and the support and all those things. You are freaking awesome. Monkey, appreciate the super chat right here. Funny how it seems that having so many stars, like in 2023, may have limited Kyle's play calling on him feeling the need to get the ball to those certain guys. Yeah, man, he had to get the ball to Deebo all the time. And it was just detrimental to the offense. Really, really was. Deebo limited this offense. And it's not so much Deebo's fault. He can't get open versus man coverage. And Kyle just kept forcing it. Never worked. Debo's awesome, but he's a gadget guy that's good against zone. Man, he disappears. This is the same thing happened this year for Washington. How'd that go for them? Ricky Pearsall is key, right? Because you can't lock down Ricky Pearsall. He's so good versus man. That's why he was drafted in the first round, which a lot of people disagree with. But, like, to Ricky Pearsall being back this week changes everything. Trent Williams being back changes everything. I understand Kittle's out. I get that. Offensively, I get it. Would you take Trent and Ricky and trade them for Kittle? I hate that language and that idea, but there's no doubt Trent plus Ricky makes a bigger impact than Kittle. It's just factual. Like, Kittle, you can replace with Tonjes in the passing game. You can't replace him in the running game. There's no replacing Trent. There's nobody on this roster replacing Ricky. It's not the same game. It's not the same teams. It's not the same. The 49ers are better now than they were 2 weeks ago. That's just factual. It's factual from a personnel standpoint. From they play better on the road somehow. Go get it. And if 54 suits up, Niners by 12. Niners by 12. 54 suits up, Niners by 12. Like, I'm telling you. Oh, dude, come on. There's no way Christian McCaffrey has another terrible game. There's no way. There's no way the 49ers scored 3 points. There's no way. Everything changes. Everything changes. Any given Saturday. Let's go, baby. Team of destiny. Team of destiny. It's what it is, man. I love this team. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. We'll be live in the morning, 10 a.m. 49ers Cutback with Ant from 49ers Cutback. It's going to be a good time. So come join us. And again, just one more time, got to plug this. It's on a short week. If you know anybody going to Seattle, let them know. Dude, there is a party at the press box Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. And then our tailgate starts at 12:30 p.m. day of the kickoff. We'll watch the early game indoors, party, unlimited drinks, premium everything, kids free always. Go get your tickets on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush or go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That'll get you there too. Come party with us. That's what we do. You guys are the best. It's going to be easy this week to stay strong, faithful. You are the best. Go get that freaking win. Let's go. Going to the NFC Championship again. It is written. There ain't nothing nobody can do about it. 49ers winning this.